Well, unless you live in a cave, and if you do, and you can say Manhattan is where you live, they want you for the jury, but they're not going to get you for the jury. Donald Trump's New York criminal trial beginning today. The jury selection, a number of factors will go into the jury selection. We have an expert to help us, the all-around good guy, Matthew Schneider, leader of investigations and white-collar defense practice at Honigman Law, of course, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. And we're leaning on you, Matthew, for some of your expertise as they put this whole thing together. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul W. Thanks for having me back, and there's plenty to talk about, and it'll take some time because even the jury selection here is going to take at least a couple days, if not a couple weeks, to get through before this trial even starts, so there's lots to talk about.
All of the members of the jury must, at the very least, live in Manhattan, speak English, be at least 18, and not have a felony conviction. And they're going to be asked a wide range of questions. They're going to be grilled, I guess, by the lawyers, and the lawyers are going to try to weed out those that they don't want to have on the jury.
That's correct. It's really not about jury selection. It's kind of jury deselection. You're identifying people who are put into that jury box that both parties are trying to remove to strike them off the panel. And in that process, they ask them all these questions. Now, some of these are really standard questions, like you alluded to, that everybody gets. And some of those questions will be very unique because this is an extremely unique case. We've never had something like this before. So they'll be asked about their political leanings and those types of things, unlike in a normal case.
Well, I have much more on this, but Matthew, I need to tell our listeners this breaking news. General Motors is going to move its global headquarters to the Hudson's Detroit development while it works with Dan Gilbert's real estate firm to redevelop the Renaissance Center.
Well, that's pretty amazing, and I think a lot of people would agree that's great for downtown because they're still going to be in that downtown area, and that's helpful for the city.
The announcement is to be officially made at a 4:30 news conference at the under-construction former J.L. Hudson's department store site, which is expected to open this year. So that's pretty big news. It would have been bad news had we not connected that story to the story that they will, General Motors, will work with Dan Gilbert and his real estate firm to make sure that the Renaissance Center does not become this hulking, empty eyesore. They're not going to let that happen. It's too big. It's too important. But it makes more sense, apparently, for General Motors to move their global headquarters to the Hudson's Detroit development. Official word coming at 4:30 this afternoon, and I'm sure Chris Renwick will have more on that as we get closer. You know what? It occurs to me, unfortunately, with the way things go now, Matthew Schneider with us, there are going to be people who will do anything to be on this trial. Because to them, it is the closest they'll ever come to becoming a huge celebrity able to write a book that might make them lots of money. So there are people who are going to lie. There are people who also feel that they will be superstars in their neighborhood if they can say they were on the jury that convicted Donald Trump, because there are so many haters out there of Donald Trump. What do you do about that?
Well, there are also people who probably want to be on there so that Donald Trump doesn't get convicted. Either way, that is precisely what jury selection is about, trying to identify these people who, if they want to be on the jury, that's a problem. Those aren't the type of people, because this isn't an election, it's a jury trial. So there are so many different questions. There are 42 written questions plus subparts. All of those questions are being asked by Mr. Trump's lawyers and by the prosecutions to get at exactly what you're talking about, Paul W., is let's find jurors who are only focusing on this case and not the next election.
Well, it's going to be tough because they actually ask the jurors if they can be fair and impartial, and if they cannot, they'll be dismissed. But that's That's a question that nobody can judge if they're telling the truth or not, if they feel they can be fair and impartial. They'll be asked what podcasts and talk radio programs they listen to, where they get their news. They'll be asked if they follow any anti-Trump groups or support any right-wing groups like the Proud Boys. There's a lot of questions, and we have to depend on these folks being honest and then putting it together. Now, what is it? You get 10 people as a lawyer on both sides. You each can say, I don't want this person, without any cause or reason. You can just say, I don't want them on the jury.
That'll be a little larger here because of the significance and the number of people in the jury pool, but that's essentially right. Some of the people will be struck off of this jury for what's called for cause, which means they're biased one way or the other, and they can't serve. The other ones, you could strike them for any reason, and as long as it's not an unconstitutional reason, the lawyers can strike them off. For example, whenever I pick a jury, I strike off all the lawyers because they think they're smarter, and they're not.
I love to hear a lawyer say that.
Exactly.
That's kind of funny. Okay, so you strike all the lawyers. Who else would you automatically strike?
Oftentimes people strike off students, people who might be younger and not experienced. Now, this is a case that involves business records, business dealings, dealing with lawyers, high-profile people. Sometimes lawyers will say, you know, these students, they haven't even graduated yet. They're eligible to be on the jury, but we don't want them because they haven't seen some of these things in the real world. So a lot of lawyers strike those people off. A lot of lawyers strike off people who might be sympathetic to one way or the other because they think that that's not an advantageous way for them to go about it.
Is this a normal procedure? We're with Matthew Schneider, leader of investigations and white-collar defense practice at Honigman Law, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. Is it normal in the draw that Trump would get the same judge that dealt with him in his tax fraud trial in 2022? Is that normal? I mean, there are a lot of judges they could have chosen from.
There are, but it's a random draw, and that does happen. And in fact, you know, sometimes people will get judges drawn for two or three cases in a row. That's not unusual. And what's important, it's not necessarily nefarious. Just because that happened doesn't mean anything illegal took place.
What's your gut on how this thing's going to go? First of all, do you believe it should be happening at all?
Well, it is happening. We can't prevent that. I can tell you, however it turns, it's going to be long. This isn't going away anytime soon, and we'll be watching this for the next several weeks, if not months.
Well, then we'll be leaning on you, if that's okay.
Happy to help.
Thank you so much. You always do. Matthew Schneider, all-around good guy, leader of investigations and white-collar defense practice at Honigman Law, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. You'll hear his concise view on this case as it gets started today with jury selection and probably for the next couple of days, as we continue in Focus on WJR.